Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is November 28th, 1941, and the title is Turlock's End. Oh, wow. Let's go ahead and see what happens with Turlock. He's been a pain in the Lone Ranger's butt for the last many weeks on our time and many weeks back then. So let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
The Lone Ranger. During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver, on the trail of the Black Arrow, on Silver, away!
In Bennett City, where the Frontier Times was published, we find Stephen Hayden pacing the floor of his office while his daughter Mary sits nearby.
Oh, walking up and down that way won't hurry things up a single bit. Why don't you sit down and save your strength?
I can't do it. Nearly noon. Hang it, the Lone Ranger must have had my message in time to get here.
You aren't sure. Maybe the Lone Ranger didn't get the message at all. Maybe he won't get it till tomorrow or the next day. You can't walk the floor till he gets here. Now, take it easy.
But if he doesn't show up...
If he doesn't, that's all. You know he'd be here if he possibly can, if he got your message.
That's just it, Mary. Will he get the message in time to do any good? Nate Beeler has some mighty particular information about a powerful crook. He wants to tell the Lone Ranger what he knows.
Who is the crook? I didn't think Nate Beeler had anything to do with crooks.
Well, I don't know much about it. All Beeler told me was he'd been working hand in glove with a certain hombre, not knowing what he was working for. When he got the truth of it, he wanted to get loose of this crook. He wanted to see him get what was coming to him.
Why didn't he go to the sheriff then?
I'm only telling you what Beeler told me. That's all I know. He remembered that the Lone Ranger had helped me out of some trouble and asked me to try and get word to the Lone Ranger.
Then the thing you're worried about is that this crook will learn what Beeler aims to do and do for him before the Lone Ranger gets here.
That's it. I wish he'd show up.
Oh, please sit down. I can't talk to you when you move about so.
You just talk. I'll hear you, Mary. I can't sit down. I'm too doggone uneasy. I wonder if Beeler's all right.
All right? You mean you
think... Who knows he's willing to tell what he knows?
You know it, and I know it.
Well, who else?
Well, I don't know.
When I sent word for the Lone Ranger, I didn't mention Beeler's name, did I?
No, Paul, I'm sure you didn't.
Oh, I'm worried. If something was to happen, if Beeler gets... Oh, I wish the Lone Ranger would get here.
Well, I'm going home.
Now, Mary, wait.
I can't sit here and watch you so worried. You're getting me the same way.
Well, I'll sit down, then. Calm, cool, and collected.
That's better. Now you're tapping your desk. Do stop it, Paul.
I sure wish the Lone Ranger...
Wait, listen. Someone's coming.
Great day. I'll have a look out of the window. I went... Thunderation.
Not the Lone Ranger?
No such luck.
He's a stranger, though. Never saw that man before.
Neither did I. He's coming in here, though. A pilgrim looking for directions or a handout of some sort. Well, what is it, stranger?
I came to arrange for an ad in your paper.
Oh, that.
Is it too late to get an ad in tomorrow's edition?
Well, yes, it is. Too late. I'm sorry, mister.
Paul!
I say it's too late, and that's that. Paper's put to bed now. Good day, mister.
If you've taken ads later than this, Hayden, I want only a small ad.
I'm sorry, mister.
Now, Paul, you know it isn't too late. You just come with me, stranger. I'll take your ad.
Thank you.
Never mind, Mary. I'll attend to him, as long as you've gone against me. Step this way, mister. Sit there.
Thanks. You don't seem to want advertising.
Oh, it isn't that. Here, take this pencil. Here's a piece of paper. Write what you want printed. And if you need help in spelling, here's the book. Called a dictionary. Mary will show you how to use it if you don't know. You can write, can't you?
Well, I think I can manage.
Paul, you needn't be insulting to the man. You can tell by the way he speaks that he's not as ignorant as most men around here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on, Mr. Wright. And it'll be 75 cents cash in advance if it's a small ad you want.
Very well, Hayden.
You must overlook what Paul says, mister. He's got a big worry on his mind.
If I pay for this ad in advance, you don't need my name, do you?
No, but I think
that
you...
Here's the cash, then.
Now you hold on.
There's the ad, just as I want it published. I'll be back in a day or so to get the answers to it. Now, Miss Hayden, I'd like to speak to you alone.
To me? Alone?
Out in front, if you don't mind.
What if I mind?
You don't, Mr. Hayden. This way, please, Miss Hayden.
Well, all right.
Now, you hold on, mister. I got a right to know more about you if you... Well, I'll be... I'll keep an eye on him anyhow. I wonder what he wrote here. The war... Grant Gadd. Well, I'll be... You, stranger!
Up, big fellow!
Wait, hold on, stop! I want to speak to you!
Paul!
Come back here, I say! Come back, or I'll...
Merciful goodness, Paul, stop your yelling. He won't come back just because you're shouting like a wild man.
But, Mary, you should see what he wrote here. Wait till you see it. I've got to get him. I've got to question him. He knew about the Black Arrow, too. The sheriff will want him.
Now, take it easy. I can answer some of your questions. The reason he wanted to speak to me was because you were so harum-scarum at him.
Oh.
He didn't know if it'd be all right to confide in
you. Well, I'll get him.
Oh, now here comes the sheriff and his men. What are they coming here for?
Well, they're the ones I want. Hey, sheriff! Sheriff, come here! Come here, quick! I got news for you! Hurry it up, sheriff!
What's the matter with you, Hayden? You look all stirred up about something.
I am stirred up, and I got a right to be. I just had word of murder.
That's so? So did we.
You? Who was killed?
Beeler.
Beeler? You mean Beeler was murdered this morning?
That's right, Miss Mary. We just come from there. He was drilled in the back without half a chance to defend himself. That's what it was done with.
An arrow.
Why, the dirty murdering...
I come here, Hayden, because you seem to always have inside information about what goes on in these parts. What do you know about Beeler's murder?
Well,
Speak up.
Nothing. I don't know a thing about it.
You sure of that?
I said so, didn't I?
Who was that gent we saw riding away from here just now?
I don't know. And you can believe that or not, but it's the truth.
What did he want here?
Well, he took an ad in the newspaper and paid cash for it. When I read what the ad was, I didn't believe it. The fact is, I thought the gent was half loco. I didn't want the ad in the first place.
Well, let's see what he wants printed.
Here.
A substantial reward will be paid for information regarding horsemen who travel the following route... sometime between Wednesday evening and Thursday noon. Through Grand Gap, Red Rock, Jackson, Little Bear Town, Beeler Ranch...
When I saw that, I wondered what the hombre wanted information for. He makes mention of the Beeler Ranch, you see.
I see he does.
He knew something about that murder.
You don't know who he was?
No. But he spoke to you alone, Mary. What did he tell you?
Nothing.
Miss Mary, you
said... I said nothing. You heard me.
Mary, if you got any information, you'd better give it to the sheriff. There's been murder done.
I don't know a thing about that stranger.
When she sets her mind like that, Sheriff, wild horses wouldn't make her talk. She's like her maw that way.
Suppose you describe that man who was here, Hayden.
Why waste time? You saw him right away, didn't you? If you'll turn back and get going, you might overtake him. Then you can see him for yourself.
You're right. Mount up, boys. We're heading north.
Mary, get inside the office.
Get inside yourself. There's a few things I want to say to you.
That makes it even. I've got a few things on my own mind. Now, young lady...
You sit down.
But I...
Sit right there and listen to me. You can talk when I finish.
But, Mary...
What that stranger said to me was no one's business.
Huh?
He meant it for you and me to hear and no one else. What's more, if I didn't think you could be trusted and keep your mouth shut, I wasn't even to tell you.
Oh, if only the Lone Ranger'd get here. If only he'd come. But it's too late now, anyhow. Beeler's dead. He can't talk anymore.
Will you pay attention to what I'm trying to say?
Go on, Mary.
The man who came here didn't say much of anything to me. He just said that he wanted me to know who he was. And to tell you. I thought you could keep it a secret.
Well, then tell me.
He handed me this. It's a bullet. It's silver.
What? A silver bullet. A silver bullet?
Yes.
Then he was. Great day, he was here.
He was.
The Lone Ranger. He was here. The Lone Ranger.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger was racing across the open prairie to the west of Bennett City. At last, the canyon loomed ahead. A touch on the reins and the great horse Silver swerved to the left, on toward a grove of cottonwoods. The masked man urged the white stallion to even greater speed.
Come on, Silver. There's our friend Silver, old boy. There's Tonto. Hi, Kimosabe.
Hi.
Steady, Silver, steady. In the saddle, Tonto. We've got to hurry.
Get out.
Come on, Silver.
You go to town?
Yes. They didn't know who I was. You did a good job in disguising, Silver.
You see, feller?
I left the ad and it'll be published. Until it comes out, we've got to get into hiding and stay there.
Get up, scout!
Hold still! Hurry!
Torlock, member of the Black Arrow, knew that he was being hard-pressed by the Lone Ranger. No longer was it safe for him to hold large meetings with his men. He had to go from place to place, constantly on the move, hiding by day, and covering his trail at all times.
Gotta stop. Fed up with being hounded by this Lone Ranger. I'm gonna get him for the last thing I do. You hear that, Jake?
I've heard it before, Torlock.
What's that?
Don't get riled at me, it's the truth. You tried no end of times to get the Lone Ranger, and each time he's outwitted you.
Well, he can't go on forever. Here I am, me, Torlock, with hundreds of men to do my bidding. I've got to hide like some polecat that's being hunted.
Yeah, I know.
Can't meet my men anymore. Have to get word to them by messengers.
It's a lucky thing you got wind that Beeler was to squeeze.
There's another thing. If the word gets around the Lone Ranger's fighting me, some men are turning against me to be on the side of the Lone Ranger. Well, they've got to be shown.
I admit that.
If we can get rid of this Lone Ranger, the word will spread fast. It'll show plenty of people which side is the safe side to be on.
At least Beeler won't be squealing as to what he knows.
Oh, why doesn't Sam come back with a report for me?
He ain't giving him much time. He'll be back as soon as he can.
He should be here. He knows I don't like to wait.
Unless I'm mistaken, I hear something that sounds like a horse heading this way right now.
Yeah, take a look. Let me know.
Right.
This dirty mildewed stove-in hunter's shanty. Fine place for a man of my power and position. Well, speak up. Who's coming?
Sam.
Good. It's about time. Hope he's got news.
He's been riding hard. There's foam on his horse's mouth.
Yeah? That means he's got news or he's being chased.
He don't look like he's being chased. He's not looking back at all.
Well, Sam, speak fast.
Torlock, I got news. Plenty of news.
Let's have it.
The sheriff's posse have been nosing around the Beeler Ranch all day and they ain't found no tracks at all.
Good enough.
Of course, shooting Beeler with the arrow was a dead giveaway.
I wanted it to be that way. I want it to serve as a warning in case anyone else has notions of double-crossing me.
Well, I drifted along with the sheriff's posse. When we got into town and talked to Stephen Hayden, I learned something.
Well?
Wait till you see what's in the paper when it comes out tomorrow.
Wait, nothing. I don't wait.
Show me, Torlock.
Speak up. What's in the paper?
Here. I wrote down what it is. Read this and I'll tell you how we can do something slick.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Torlock's assistant joined the leader of the Black Arrow in a small hunter's cabin with news of an ad that was to appear in the Frontier Times, a newspaper published in Bennett City. We pick up the thread of the story as Torlock finishes reading a copy of the ad.
So the critter that's to run this ad is looking for folks that can tell a scene of men riding near the Beeler Ranch.
That's right, Torlock.
I wonder if anyone saw us.
I don't know.
I don't see how they could. We watched ourselves real close. Well,
just the same, I'd like to know. We were seen so our horses could be recognized. We'll have to get new horses.
Yeah, just what I thought when I heard of the ad, boss. I got a scheme.
Well?
There'll maybe be letters going to the Frontier Times after this ad shows up.
Go on, Sam. Tell me your scheme. I'll see how I like it.
I thought, if we could get those letters.
Yeah, that isn't a bad stunt. But there'd be risk.
That's got to be taken.
Hayden wouldn't give up the replies to that announcement without a row.
What if there is a row? I can handle Hayden. I'm known as a pretty good hombre around town. No one suspects me.
Sit down, Sam. Maybe we can use that item in the paper to good advantage. Maybe we can.
Two days later, in the office of the newspaper, Stephen Hayden sat with his daughter.
Well, honey, there have been three letters answering the ad the Lone Ranger put in the paper.
How many times must I tell you not to mention that man?
Oh, grab it all.
He didn't want anyone to know he was the one who put the announcement in the paper.
But there isn't anyone here but the two of us, Mary. What's the harm?
Just as well for you to practice not mentioning him.
All right, then, all right. You're getting more like your ma every day.
I'm glad I am.
I reckon I'm glad, too.
I didn't expect any replies to that ad, did you?
No, Mary, to tell the truth, I didn't. Whoever killed Beeler is willing to shoot from behind and is quick to kill. I figured that even if someone did know something, they wouldn't say so. I'd like to open these letters and see what they say.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I wouldn't.
The man who ran the ad can get the letters.
Hmm?
Killers will likely see that ad, too. I'm not laying wait for whoever comes with the replies to it.
Yeah, there's something in that. Of course, there's no one knows who put the ad in the paper.
It wouldn't matter who put it in. The killers would want to get them anyhow.
Yes, yes, that's right, Mary. Oh, hello, Sam.
Hello, Steve.
What's new around the sheriff's office? Has there been any leads on the Beeler murder?
Well, nothing we can get our teeth into. Sheriff's got a few ideas about it, but they don't mean much.
What sort of ideas?
They ain't worth telling. The only thing that'll count is the capture of the killer, and that ain't done yet. Stephen, I come here for some mail.
Well, there aren't any letters for you, Sam.
No, not for me. I want what letters came in answer to that announcement that was in the paper.
Oh, about Beeler's death?
Yeah, the same.
Well, Sam, I'm sorry, but that mail isn't marked for you.
I don't know.
Nor for the sheriff, either. I can't give it out except to the man that ran the ad and paid for it. Now, that's the law.
And that's the point. If he comes for it, the killers might be watching for him.
That's what we were afraid of, Sam.
And that's why I'm here.
Well, I don't savvy yet.
Maybe it'll clear things up for you if I say that I ain't taking the mail to the sheriff. And I ain't opening them letters my own self. I'm just hand them over.
Oh, to the man that ran the ad?
Right.
Good. You see, Mary, I knew the low... the man who ran the ad would be too smart to come here and stop a bullet.
Or a black arrow in the back.
Sure. Well, there's only three letters, Sam.
Well, it's one I thought they'd be.
Here they are.
Sam, who are you going to deliver them to?
The man that ran the ad.
Who is he?
Now, Mary, I ain't seen a thing more than he told me to. If he ain't known to you, it's because he don't want to be. Savvy?
All right.
Well, Mary?
Let him take the letters.
There you are.
Thanks. I'll be getting in touch with you later, Stephen.
Right, but say...
Yeah?
I don't suppose you'd let a publisher know where you're going to meet this hombre.
You're right.
Huh?
I wouldn't let a publisher know that fact. So long, Stephen.
Once outside the office, the outlaw swung into the saddle and headed down the main street of Bennett City. He spurred his mount across the open country until the woods were reached, then on along the winding trail through the trees. When he finally reached the tumble-down hunter's cabin, he reined up before the door.
Move over there. Move. Steady, Moore. Tolok, I got him.
How many lizards?
Just three of them, but that's plenty. Three people saw us the other night and spotted our horses. We got to do something.
Open them up. I'll read them.
Jake ain't back yet?
No. I'm going to watch the newspaper building. Get the man that called for those letters.
Yeah.
He knows what man of business in that office. He'll find a way to question anyone else.
Yeah. Here's the first letter. You can be reading it while I open up the others.
I'm hoping that Jake will come in with word that he's drilled the Lone Ranger.
I had the same notion.
You think he put the ad in the paper?
Wouldn't surprise me none.
Hmm. Yeah, we don't have to worry about this one. Doesn't tell much of anything.
Good.
Fellow that wrote it must have been dreaming things. Let's have the next one. What's that? I didn't hear anyone write up.
I'll see. Get your gun ready, Tolok.
Don't bother.
What the...
That voice.
There he is. Oh, my hand.
That gun, Sam. You're covered, too. Come in, Tonto.
Me here.
Keep them covered while I climb through this window. Fire the signal out the door now.
Time to do it.
Oh, we meet again, Tolok.
It's him. It's a Lone Ranger. Tolok.
So you're figuring on taking me a prisoner, eh? That's the general idea.
Well, save the talk and take me into town.
You'll be taken to jail soon enough. Your friend Jake is already a prisoner.
Oh, he is, eh?
You'll run that thing in the frontier town.
That's right. I had a hunch you men would want to know what it brought. It wasn't hard to follow you, Sam, when you came here. I hardly hoped you'd lead me to Tolok himself.
Here come friends.
Good. Don't let this mountain come in. Tolok is ready for them.
You might as well know now there isn't a jail in the West that's big enough to hold me. I've got power and friends. If you turn me loose, Lone Ranger, maybe the next time we meet, I'll spare your life. Jail me, though, and put me to the trouble of getting out, and I'll get you.
It's Tolok himself. Lone Ranger got it.
Great word.
There he is.
Tolok, the leader.
The head man of the Black Arrow.
Hey, who are these men? Tolok, these are some of the men who were with me at the start of the long trail to capture you.
These aren't from your office, Sam?
I know they ain't.
And this man's a deputy sheriff. He's one of Torlock's men, so take him along, too.
For sure will, mister.
Who are these men?
I started to explain, Sam. I thought they'd want to be in at the finish. I'm glad they're able to be here. And there's Bill Cody. That man is Bill Hickok. Those others are equally true Americans.
Cody Hickok?
They're under the command of Major Andrews of the United States Army.
But this... Look here.
A minute ago, Torlock, you said there wasn't a jail in the West that could hold you.
But I...
You may be right. You've enlisted a lot of men in your cause, the Black Arrow. You'll not be jailed here in the West.
What?
Before the rest of your gang can hear of your capture, you'll be well on the way to Washington.
Washington?
That's where you're going to be taken. You can tell a lot about the Black Arrow. Officials there will want to question you.
Hold talk.
We'll see about that later on. You're going to Washington anyway.
I won't.
Hold him.
He's fighting. Get out. Grab him.
Let me go. I won't be taken.
That's something.
Good work, Tonto.
Let me go. Please let me go. Let me talk here. Let me talk here and I'll tell you all you want to know. Please let me talk here. Don't take me to Washington.
We've nothing to say about it, Tolok. We're just following orders. There's a train waiting for
you. Oh, no, you can't. It's murder. They'll kill me.
Can you think of anything more appropriate for a murderer, Tolok? Why shouldn't you hang?
But you don't savvy. You don't understand.
You might be able to win a term in federal prison, Tolok, if you help the government wipe up the last of this organization of yours.
No. Don't take me away from here. Don't take me to Washington.
Drag him out, man. Take him to the train. By tonight, he'll be en route to Washington.
You can't. It's murder. Don't do it. Let me talk here. Let me tell what I can.
We wouldn't believe you under oath. Now get going.
Taken to the waiting train, was put into a car with a heavy guard. After dark, the engine had full steam and was ready to start on a long journey to Washington with a long-sought-for man a captive. The Lone Ranger and Tonto sat in the saddle beside the train, waiting to wave farewell at the end of their longest, hardest trail.
Cody and Hickok aren't going east, Tonto. They'll be off before the train starts.
Now, Black Aran, come plenty soon.
I think after Tolok has talked, as I'm sure he will, there'll be no trouble for the Army to clean up the rest of the members.
That right.
There's Cody getting off the train.
Ah.
Where's Hickok?
He's still on board.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Say, there's more to the Black Arrow than we thought.
What, Cody?
Well, you know how Tolok showed so much fear of being taken to the East?
Yes. He's yellow at heart. He'll talk to save his neck.
No, he won't.
He won't?
Lone Ranger, we've been hunting Torlock for a long time. You know that better than anyone.
Well, what about it?
I'm afraid our hunt isn't finished.
Torlock hasn't escaped again.
Not exactly.
He's got to the point, Cody.
We've got to trust everyone who came near Torlock after his capture. You know the men who were with us?
Well, yes, of course.
We can't believe anything wrong about any of them.
No, they're proven Americans.
Torlock was not the leader of the Black Arrow.
No?
What's more, we're further than ever from capturing the leader. Torlock may have been the man in charge here in the West. Now that he's gone, there'll be another leader to replace him.
What happened on that car, Cody?
Torlock started to tell about the leading men, the powers behind the Legion of the Black Arrow. He was trying to explain that he'd be murdered if he were taken to Washington. Murdered to seal his lips.
And then what?
He stopped talking. Right in the middle of a sentence. He was telling us a mighty important fact.
I'll tell you why I can't go to Washington. That's where the man that gave me orders is. And he's so important that you wouldn't believe it.
Speak then, Torlock.
You've got 3 minutes before the train starts.
I'll tell you. I don't like to die, but...
What? What's the matter?
He's choking.
Hold him.
Get him some water.
Right, what's the matter? Fell to the floor of the car. Then stopped choking and gasping.
Yes?
Torlock is dead. He was killed to seal his lips.
And the leader, the Black Arrow, the power behind Torlock, is in the capital at Washington.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.